Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Well, it is here in the U.S. of A. We don't know where you call it from.
Hi, I'm
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the
producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore
Female Solution because we
are global transformers. Change the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, 안녕하세요. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Hasan Wasabi.
Actually, it's scrolling up at the bottom.
Right here. In Nigeria, Pena.
Oh, but for those who are
Africa,
listening, I'm sorry.
Sao Bona. In Senegal, Nairobi. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu Alaikum.
Already, we don't need both mics open on. Okay, just one.
All right, we have a young man that we found at the, we met him, Naeem and I did, at the Dr. Willie Wilson Foundation luncheon for veterans. And his name is Victor, and I don't want to mispronounce your last name, so I'm going to let you say it, Victor.
Victor Sarmiento.
I was right. Sarmiento, yes. Sarmiento. Thank you so much for joining us. And Victor has an organization that he's going to tell us all about.
Well, it's a little bit more, not an organization, but it's more like a Facebook group of veterans where I started the page because I know there was a need for more veteran community so veterans can know what's going on in the community. And when a veteran's down and out and like, man, I got to find something to do, they could go to Chicagoland Veterans Facebook group, join it, and you'll find jobs there. You'll find what's going on in the community. You'll find basically anything so that way a veteran will always have somewhere to go so they can always get the help they need, resources. You'll see there's so much stuff I'll be sharing on this group.
And for those who are watching the Facebook page, you can go to Chicagoland Veterans. And for those who are not watching, that's the Facebook page, Chicagoland Veterans. And you'll see the big blue sign with the veterans, you know, doing the, what do you call the salute? Is that what you call it? Yeah, salute. So you see that there. And so thank you so much for joining us, Victor. Victor has a very interesting story that he shared with us. And if you go to our YouTube page, you'll get a chance to see that. It's part of the luncheon for Dr. Willie Wilson Foundation that gave a luncheon for them, and the food was delicious. Where was it at, Naeem? I forgot. Victor, Margiano's?
Margiano's,
yeah, right there on Grand and Clark. Oh, food was scrumptious. Lord have mercy, we have got to go back there. All righty. And next on our list is our very own airman, whom I have worked with since early 1900s. Wow, that makes us sound old, doesn't it?
1901. 1901.
Nah, it wasn't that far back, but it was a long time ago. So for those who are not familiar with you, Airman, if you would be so kind to just tell them a little bit about your credentials and how we met, as a matter of fact, in radio.
Well, I want to say something to Vic first. I got some knucklehead veteran friends, man, who think that, you know, after they got out of the military, that the military has nothing else to offer. But I also have a daughter, too, who served in the military. She's Navy. And she's a veteran, and she came out and landed on her feet, man, and now she's running things.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that if you have those weapons in your background and you take advantage of it, I think that there's doors that are open for you. But on the other hand, if you don't take advantage of those, then you end up on the outside saying, you know, negative things about the government. So I just wanted to tip my hat off to you for that, man. So keep it going, because I'm going to send some knuckleheads your way.
I appreciate that. And thank you for your daughter serving as well, you know. We're all like a big brother, we're a brotherhood, a sister.
I'll send you. I'll send you the link, Gene.
All right, that works.
Okay.
In fact, Zelda and I. Oh man, there's a road she will not forget. When we met back in the time. I won't put a year on it, but back in the time. WJPC, right?
Yes, sir. WJPC.
Oh, wow. WJPC. So.
Johnson Publishing Company, owned by a black man, the only black radio station in the city of Chicago at that time.
That's right, and we had. There's so much that I could tell you about that station, but I think you already know, but if you don't, I'll be glad to share it with you off the air. But
okay.
Our radio career started back then, and they just blossomed and taken off since that point. So we actually, when the station was purchased, we actually dispersed, not knowing where the other was going, and we still ended up at GCI together.
Uh-huh.
So
mm-hmm.
We did some work on the AM and then the FM. And then she learned a lot of things from me through production because I learned a lot from someone else and to pass it on. Because, you know, you don't want to keep that kind of information to yourself. So it was you and Tittle that I really helped out, man. Editing and software and stuff like that. Because, you know, we were forced to take the course and we didn't want to take the course.
Right. How well do I remember?
Technology is here, and you're going to love it. Just take the class. And we wouldn't take the class. We refused to. But then he said one day, all right, we're going to do it like this. You cannot go on the air until you take that class. Man, we stampeded.
Yeah, you're messing with the paycheck, baby. We was all in that class on the same day, at the same time.
We went to the class and we all came out, oh, that was easy, man, this is going to be. And he said, I'll never forget, I tried to tell y'all it was going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't want to take the class. And how easy it was, and it introduced it. What was all you're doing now? I'd have to say that some of this that you're doing now came from the early teachings.
Yes.
GCI, when we had to take those courses. So you can't never turn down technology. Always stay with it, because if you don't, it surely will pass you by.
You're talking to me. I had a computer for a whole, 6 months before I even turned it on. Scared to death. Didn't even want to turn. 6 months. I was embarrassed to say it. I'm not embarrassed now because I really don't care. I know how to use it, so I don't care. Real well.
Yeah, now you know how to work the files and the folders, man.
Yes, that's sir. Because they choose files and folders had me all confused. Yes.
So, I'm glad to be a part of this. We're still in the game because we took those courses back then.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Yeah, because we just wouldn't know what to do.
That's right. It all stems off of that course that we took, that we were made to take. And look where it's brought us today. If we didn't take the technology, we would not be sitting where we are today.
And speaking of sitting where we are today, I want to show on the screen for those who are watching, Gene, we call him Airman Phillips. Now, this is his Facebook page, but Gene also has another page. That's Gene Airman. If I keep going down, will I find the page in here?
Oh, my. There's Bonnie and myself.
Yep, there's Bonnie Deshaun, one of our co-workers. There's Bonnie.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
That's my daughter there.
Oh, where? Right there?
The military's daughter, yeah.
Get out of here. Oh, wow. Yeah, she looks just like you. She looks just like you. She sure does. Tell her hey. Hey. But I'm trying to find, because you took it upon yourself to go to the next level in your career, and that is to start your own, and I'm looking for it. Is it Riding Radio?
Yes. You won't find it there. Yes, it's Riding Radio.
R-I-D-I-N.
Yes.
Radio.com.
Yes.
Not Riding, Riding Radio. There he is. Yay. Let me pull it up so you can hear it. And we do not own the rights to this music, just so you know.
Y'all remember back in the old school, right, when you wanted to hear those favorite R&B songs, found that station, called it, and you couldn't find it, you wrote it, and you would cool. But then you wanted music from the other side, so you had to find you a pop station, a light rock, a top 40. When you got in, you locked it in, and you was good. But all the time you're wondering, hey, man, why can't I get that one radio station that plays all my favorite songs? Well, you got it here, man. I call it soul school, not old school. Man, I can go from the big bass and the Rolling Stones, the cool in the game. I can go from the Culture Club to Lionel Richie and the Commodores. I can go from James Brown to Elton John, to Madonna to Aretha Franklin, and Billy Ocean, all commercial-free extended versions and remixes. Peter Brown, 872-263-7405. I can go from rockin' the ranch to house rockin' blues.
Yes, man.
Oh!
All right now.
And man, I got it all set up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find me. I'm easy to find. RidingRadio.com. We get it all in. Commercial free, man. Stuff like this on the road. Straight out of Chicago, y'all.
All right, yeah.
Evening time. After midnight, we call it the love in. Slow up. Grab your best guy, your best girl. Get it all in all night long, y'all. All that and more on RidingRadio.com.
All righty, so you all can go back and see that on your own. It's Riding Radio on Facebook without the NG. No NG. It's R-I-D-I-N. R-I-D-I-N Radio. So be sure and go and check that out. You'll be glad you did. Oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean to bring you back up, Gene. Hi, right back to you. But right now, we need to move along because we have one more guest judge with us today, and she is new with us, and she is also new to the Higher Learning Network, in which she is a team member. So hi, Karen. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and welcome. We can't hear you. Does somebody have some noise in the background? Can we all be sure to shut it out? Because we can't hear you, Karen.
Make sure you don't have any more windows open on your computer or anything like that. Check, make sure you don't have any.
There it goes.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that'll do it. Thank you, Naima.
All right.
Hi, my name is Karen Hiddle. Thanks for having
me.
I love this is a great format.
Yes,
And I am a musician, singer, songwriter. I'm in step school right now, actually. And I also am enjoying my job right now. Okay. And I'm interested in this talent show because I love young kids, and I love the gifts that they were given and talent. And I'm just looking forward to hearing all that.
Well, you are going to hear a lot of that today. And we thank you for being a part of the HLN team, and we know that wonderful things will happen with you here, and we are most grateful to have you. So be sure and check it out. our online media page, YouTube and Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show. And if you'd like to become a part of our database where we send out inspiration and information, you can subscribe to info@higherlearningnetwork.org or just go to higherlearningnetwork.org. And you can always find updates on our blog, which is hln-tv.blogspot.com. And I always have to mention this because the Higher Learning Network also works with the homeless, with the community. And we make it our mission, since my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered in 2017 in the homeless tent city. And all these homeless people showed up to his funeral, and it just shocked me. I had no idea that there were so many homeless people in Chicago. I've been watching, doing a lot of homework, and I had no idea. So it was put upon my heart to be and to do the work that's necessary to help the homeless. So we feed them, and by donations from European American Association, as well as volunteers and people just like you every day who are watching the show who want to make a difference, and not to, as Father Flager would say, not to condemn the homeless, but to help them, because they wouldn't be out there on the street. They wouldn't be homeless if they had a choice. I'm sure many, some will, some won't. But anyway, this is our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, and I'm just going to play just a few seconds of what's going on here. This is the last one we did where we had some help, so I'm just going to play just a few seconds so we can get to the contest, because we've got to be off at 1 o'clock. So as you can see, when we get there, there's another organization that was there helping them. So you can go back and look at that whenever you are ready, and just go to our hln.homeless.project, and you will see the information there. Now, oops, sorry about that. For what you have been waiting to see is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And why do we even do that? Because as producers of the Higher Learning Network TV show, we would have youth come in and give them behind-the-scenes production information on how to get careers in broadcasting, not just in front of the camera, but behind the camera, because that's where the decisions are made. And we had to pivot due to COVID. So in order to stay connected, we had to connect via the Internet. And the things that we saw on the Internet, it just blew me away. And I was like, okay, so let's get busy and make this happen. So that's exactly what we did. So what you are about to see here is an example of the kind of talent that is out here. And this young man, if you are not tied to your seat, you might want to tie your seat down. This is contestant number one from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm hearing some noise in the back. Okay, somebody needs to close the window. We got too many windows open. Can you see that? Okay. Thank you. does he do that? I hope they're not bored with this, but it was 3 minutes because they're supposed to send in a one-minute video clip. But this was so interesting. I never saw anything like it. I was like, I know if I'm flabbergasted by it, everybody else will be too, so I just let it play. Wow.
Yeah, I have to call that something like electronic dancing.
Yeah.
It looks like, I mean, it's beyond like what we do with the robot. It was
yeah.
Like, it looks like computer graphics, you know, like a video game or, you know, that type of motion, which means you have to do a lot of body control.
Right.
How about using every muscle in his body?
I know.
Upper torso is something different than the
lower. Yeah, that's right. It's unreal. You know, it's like a computer program. It didn't look like that.
He didn't leave.
That's the way he was moving and everything, the smoothness of it all.
He didn't even look human. He didn't look human. Did you notice that? It's like, how did, and his knees, Lord have mercy, my knees were shaking over here. It's like, how did he slide like that and turn his knees and his legs and his whole body with him? I'm super fascinated by these young men. He was just unlike anything I've ever seen. And maybe it's because he's from Stockholm, Sweden. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, that our first contestant was from Stockholm, Sweden. He is from, the other guy that was with him was his twin, and they're called the Les Twins, L-E-S-T. So that's the Les Twins. So you will be judging on the criteria of originality, okay, on a scale of 1 to 5. Originality is number 1. Performance is number 2. And number 3 is the type of what they did. Is it suited for them? And 1 to 5. So they can get up to 15 points. And that is entirely up to you. And for those who are watching, please vote online on our pages. You can vote now on Higher Learning TV Show.
What's his name again?
Those are the Lest Twins, L-E-S-T, Les Twins from Stockholm, Sweden. And next we have another international flavor where you just cannot stop watching this. This is number 2. And this young lady, let me be sure I get the name. I'm going to say the name. I'm going to spell it because I'm not quite sure how it's pronounced. N-I-U. J-I-X-I-A-N. Nujan, I'm not sorry, so I'll just say that. It's a dance battle. But anyway, are you ready to experience this? I don't know after that one. That's a tough act, so you know you got to be. Some kind of special, bet she is. Oh, I forgot to unmute myself. She is some kind of special. That was contestant number two, and I will spell her name for you because I'm not quite sure how to spell, pronounce it. N-I-U-J-I and the last name X-I-A-N. And we are calling her, she's a popping dancer. I never heard of a popping dancer, but we've heard of one now. And I
remember pop locking. I mean, yeah. Back in the 70s.
Yeah. I would say because. Yes, honey, missing those years. I am glad to be the age that I am, and I got no problem with it. I used to have a problem with it.
Influenced other cultures. I mean, look how other people have taken what we did and. On it.
Right.
Did you see her ankles?
Did she have ankles? Did she have any ankles? I didn't see any, so I don't know. Yeah, she's. It's like, do these children have bones? Are they all gristle and muscle? I'm just confused.
Well, you know, you have to start early to get that kind of.
Yeah, you do.
Makes me think about the Transformers. You know, the Transformers be transforming themselves.
Yes. Wow. Well, that was our pop. That was our popper. I'm gonna call her our popper. And while you are popping, I'm sorry. While you are judging from 1 to 5 on originality, performance, and if it suited. Your performance. That's what you'll be judging on, 1 to 5. And it is 12:29, and what we're going to do is allow you the chance to vote. And if you're online, please feel free to share this page while you're at it. Excuse me. And on our YouTube and Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show. Get those votes in now, 1 through 5. And while you're voting, we are going to take our first commercial break. And while we're doing that, you be sure and share this video with someone. And we will be right back. So stay close. And thanks for sharing.
Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves. But I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes and scholarships? We're excited to announce our global virtual teen talent contest, where you can enter by submitting a 1-minute video of your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a 1-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talent. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talent that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun with it. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
And thank you for joining us back here on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Thank you for Tracy Cobb, one of our team members on the Higher Learning Network, who decided to take it upon herself and had her son help her produce that video. So thank you, Tracy Cobb. Yay! You did a wonderful job. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for joining us back here on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. It is the first contest of 2023. We are grateful to be alive because someone somewhere is suffering. And speaking of someone somewhere suffering, let us always keep in prayer the homeless, the shut-in, the incarcerated, and those who have given up faith because hope is what will keep us in times of chaos and confusion. And a special shout-out to our D. Daniels from Arizona, who moved back to Chicago. So I don't know who we're going to see now, Jean, when we go to Arizona. But she's back here. And she went from one extreme to another, from extreme hot, 90, 100 degrees every day in Arizona to in Chicago, where it went extreme below 32. So she caught a cold.
She moved back here
January 6th.
Are you serious?
Yes. She told me, and I forgot about it, and I called her, and I was like, oh, why are you? She said, I'm in Chicago, and I'm six. Actually, she's in Naperville. She's back.
What?
Yeah, she's back. She's back. Said, D.
I don't believe it.
I know, right? It's like, why you come back to this cold city? I don't think it's about that. But her daughter is pregnant and about to have another baby, and somebody needs to be with her, so I understand that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so congratulations to Danielle, baby number two on the way. If it's not already here, I'm not sure yet, so we'll soon find out. Oh, but also, do keep in mind, coming up at 1 o'clock, we have an interview with mayoral candidate Dr. Willie Wilson, who will be interviewed by Wisdom with Mama D. That's her show coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, so let us continue voting. Do you have all your votes in, judges, for the first two contestants? The first one was from Stockholm, Sweden. The second one was from Asia. And the third one, you think that was something. Wait until you see this. I mean, as the children say, it just gets betterer and betterer and betterer. This is a 10-year-old, Ukraine's toughest 10-year-old. Are you ready for this? Okay, here we go. Take it away, Ukraine's toughest 10-year-old. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. Kyra something. Kyra M. Wow. She was 7 when she started. Treadmill. Do you know what kind of control that is? I'm having difficulty standing on the treadmill. Here this girl is upside down on her hands. Lord have mercy.
Where is she from again?
Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Ukraine. Do
wow.
you hear me? That is her. And showing off in the ring. Show off, girl. What? No, look. She's blindfolded. I feel sorry for the little boy who or little girl who tries to attack her. In order to help her become the best, she's already the best as far as I'm concerned. The deadliest person to set foot in a ring at 10.
Oh, that's dedication.
Yeah.
Training.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then to box with your blindfolded? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She is boxing boys. She's boxing boys. Do you hear me? Never seen anything like this in my life. Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all you can say is wow. That's all you can say. I've never been able to do that. Well,
I do one.
I took boxing up one time at the gym, and that was one time only because I couldn't take all of that. Mm-mm. And I was much younger, in my 20s or 30s. It was like, nah, this is not for me. And she's multi-talented. Look at her. Of mass destruction she is.
Wow.
Wow. And walking backwards on the treadmill. Talk about next level fitness. OMG. She is some kind
of
thing.
Right now, she's watching her first kid. She's one of those. The little baby cub. Cougar out there. And I'm in California right now. So
I don't know who that is, but they are history. Wow. So, yeah, please go ahead and vote for the deadliest 10-year-old Ukrainian boxer I have ever seen in my life. Her name is Kyra M. Kyra M. Kyra M. Uh-oh. While you're getting ready, I'm getting the next video ready for you. That was Kyra M. On a scale of 1 to 5 for originality, performance, and whether it suits or not. That was Kyra M., number 4. four. Oh, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and pronounce this name, Che Girado. And Che, if I get the mispronounced, please forgive me. But I'm going to spell it for our judges: J U R A D O. First name C H E Y. C H E Y, Che Girado.
First name what now?
First name is spelled C H E Y, Che, or Che.
Yeah.
Last name Girado, J U R A D O, Girado. And this is number four. What was the question, Naima?
Where's Che from?
I think this is Japan. So let's see. Here we go. I don't know what that is. Oh. So I think it's Japanese, but I don't think the young man is Japanese. I'm not sure what he is. If he is, I just don't know it. That was some kind of different, though. I don't know. And it was only 12 seconds. But it was no, he didn't. But
I'd like to see a little bit more, but
yeah, I'd like to see a whole lot more. And it's like, wow, if you impressed us with that little bit. Just for 12 seconds, I am sure you are pretty much off the chain with everything else. So you'd like to give them a vote between 1 and 5 for those who are watching on originality, performance, and if it is suited for their talent. So if you are ready, judges.
All right.
And I think they accidentally sent that one the same time. So, Naima, you can tell us what's going on for the rest of the week. I'm sorry, what's going on today with at 12 noon? I'm sorry, 1 o'clock.
Yes, at our 1 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by mayoral candidate, Dr. Willie Wilson. He's a philanthropist, a successful international businessman, and now candidate for mayor, and he's strong in the ring as someone who he says is going to have the heart of who he's been visibly practicing when he preaches. So many free gas giveaways, grocery giveaways. He's sharing his millions with the people of the Chicagoland area and demonstrating what someone does when they really care about them. But today we're going to hear about his vision for Chicago. And our host, Evangel Maladie Love, she's going to be leading the discussion. And, of course, we invite our listeners and viewers to call in 515-605-9255 and press 1 when they want to ask a question. And also we'll be live on the Female Solutions Facebook and YouTube channel pages. You want to write in your comments or questions. And we're going to give Dr. Wilson a good hour to make his case. He's been in some of the mayoral debates and, so I guess, forums. But definitely, you know, those same issues that we are concerned about, crime and violence, public safety, of the issues with the police department. You know, we need to feel safe with the public servants that we are paying our taxes. We've got to deal with some of these things that happen. What is his vision for how to bring a spirit of unity to Chicago? What is his vision for the economic development of Chicago and getting rid of those people who are sleeping on the concrete and not just hiding them away or throwing them in jail because they don't have money, but making a way for them to have a home, to be indoors, especially out in this bad weather. So he'll get the chance to give us some real strategies and plans that he has and his perspective on government. And we're looking forward to an invigorating conversation. And, of course, we'll be throughout these next coming weeks on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We'll give the other candidates an opportunity to state their case as well. You know, give them their hour of time on our various shows. We have some fantastic folks who have definitely been bringing us insightful information every day of the week. And during this mayoral election season, we want to hear from those who are proposing to be the executive that runs the city and what they will do for the people.
Okay.
We thank you all for staying with us for this next hour.
All righty. And somebody has a window open. Somebody needs to close the window so you can hear. If you have more than just this window open, please close it. There you go. All righty. So now let's go to number five, and this is called B-Boy Pocket. B-Boy Pocket. Not exactly sure where this is from, but nevertheless, I am sure you will enjoy it. Are you ready, judges?
Yep.
Let's take it away. Yeah, that's what I said. Wow. That's exactly what I said. Do they have, do these children born today, do they have bones in their bodies? I'm just curious. Do they have bones? I'm curious. Do they?
I was waiting for him. The wind is going to stop. He's just flipping and flipping and flipping. Like, whoa.
Right. It's like, okay.
How
do you keep that momentum up, especially when you're upside down?
You got to know some laws of physics to do that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And that was a physics demonstration right
there. Yeah, for sure. So that was B-Boy Pocket. And
watch how high Robert in the green hoodie hops.
I'm sorry.
She's leaving the floor on his hand.
Right.
And, you know, when you dance on your feet and you jump up and you spin, you come back down.
Watch how high Robert in the green.
He's jumping up and spinning and come back down on his hands without losing balance and control.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal. These children are phenomenal. And they have so much energy. Like, I know I had a lot of energy as a youth, but we didn't do all this. We didn't do all this. Anyway, B-Boy Pocket, that's what that was, and we're calling this Stomp World. And we know a little bit something about stomping, don't we, Gene? Don't we, Naima? Karen? Victor, don't we know a little bit something about stomping? Okay, so let's enjoy number six, Stomp World. Here we go.
Green hoodie hops.
Person who sent it was from ATL, yeah, I do believe.
That was my guess.
Yeah. Yep, you were right, too. Okay, judges. Well, that was Funk Girl. We've got one more coming while you're judging from 1 to 5. This is called Baby Girl. The one that's coming up, Queen Rux Girl, a.k.a. Queen R-U-C Girl. I just think it's just so fascinating to watch them. I'm just reliving my childhood because I know I can't do any of this. But it's fun. It's fun to watch them. What'd you say, Victor? Feel free to comment, judges. All righty. Now it's time for our last one, and this is number 7. This young lady, they call her Baby Girl, A.K.A. Queen R.U.C. Queen R.U.C. Somebody's got an extra window open because I hear myself talking. You need to close the window, whatever it is. I never have anything playing. Yeah, it just disappeared. Somebody had a window open. Okay, so if you're ready for our last one, are you ready?
Wait.
I'm sorry?
R-U-C is the letters R-U-C.
Uh-huh. Queen R-U-C Girl. But they call her Baby Girl.
Where's she from?
You're from the U.K.
Okay.
A lot of international. I love it. A lot of international. And that was one of my major complaints when we first started. It's like we're getting...
We're American,
Dad. Yeah.
Talent is all around the world.
Right. I mean, our first guests were from Africa, Asia, New Zealand, Venezuela, some other foreign countries. I can't remember, but there were so many. I'm like, are we ever going to get any from the U.S., specifically Chicago, all this talent we got? So now that we've had them, and when you go to our YouTube page, you'll get a chance to see them. There's a young girl on the west side of Chicago. Her name is Ziya, Z-I-Y-A. And she looks a little like, not me, but her hair. I love her hair. It was just standing straight up in a big fro, and I was like, yeah, I like her already. Anyway, but if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see it. She was a winner from last month. Last month, she did a special holiday performance for us on our YouTube channel. So be sure and go check it out there. All right, here's the last one so we can wrap up on time so Mama D can interview Dr. Willie Wilson. Are you ready? Here we go. This is Baby Girl from the UK. now, that was some kind of special. That was Queen R-U-C. They call her Baby Girl. So we're going to call her Baby Girl, too. So you can get the vote right now, 1 through 5. And Jean, did you see, I saw Jean looking like that in the background saying, go, girl. Girl, did y'all see when she first came out? I was like, that looked like Jean. Were you in the U.K.? Oh, your baby brother was in the U.K., Jean. And what was that girl's name that just got out of the Russian prison? She looked like her a little bit, the basketball player.
Yes, she does. She does a little bit. You're right.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So we have some phenomenal guests here today, phenomenal young people, 1 through 7. For those of you who are watching, please send those votes in. You can vote right now. You have until midnight tonight, and I will announce the winner on Monday Morning Mindfulness on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. You should see that information floating at the bottom of your screen. And if you don't, I will. Is it on there, Naima? I don't believe so, but you'll see it. You'll see it. I'll post it on our blog, and I'll also post it on hlntvshow@gmail.com. And I'm sorry. No. Okay, who's dialing? Oh. Mute yourself, Naima, because we hear it. What'd you say, Jean? Oh, I will add that to the next call out.
There's gotta be some kids out there that does magic.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Oh.
One thing Juan enjoys, like when I see kids that have talent that like to sing, you know, because at a young age, when you know you're young, you got that awesome voice, and as we grow older, our voices changes and all. But it's just good when you see young kids just singing, you're like, wow, that voice, you know?
Right.
That'd be awesome to see more kids singing.
You missed them because you came in so at this particular point, but we've had so much talent, man. There was a guy we called, I thought was a Neo lookalike because he had it down. Then
who was
the other one that we said?
Kelvin Dukes, who won on American Idol. And he went on to make his own. Was he the one that went on? Yeah, he had his own a YouTube channel, and it's making music and everything. I was like, okay.
HLNTVshow@gmail.com.
And all that information is on the blog, hlntv.blogspot.com. So that's where you can go. And this is where the winner will be announced on Monday Morning Mindfulness, 7 till 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. So be sure and join in for the winner, and which we will be sharing. And for those who are watching, you have teens or you know of teens, have them send us a 1-minute demo at hlntvshow@gmail.com. It's a 1 minute, just 1 minute, unless you are just exceptionally talented. You send more, we may or may not play. I can't tell you that. Only time will tell. So let me play this video for you before we go, and then we'll have, actually, let's have our closing comments about 20 seconds each person, 30 seconds. Victor, Karen?
Yeah, we got 1 minute and our next guests are on.
Okay, 10 seconds. Give me a closing thought.
I liked it because it was different kind of competition.
Yeah.
We had dancers more so than mixed.
Yeah.
A lot of times we have singers, dancers, but this was all dancers, and this will be a fair competition because everybody's in the same field.
Yes. Karen?
Yes, like my young kids said, that was dope.
Yeah, that was dope. Okay.
Right? They were so athletic.
Yeah, they were. And thank you all for being a part of it. Victor?
That was very interesting. I actually had my family watching on the TV over here and everything, and my kids were like, wow, that's pretty cool. And also, this whole experience is awesome, and I'm glad to be part of it today and everything. And you know me, I'm going to share it everywhere. I got Chicagoland Venice Communities opens a page that I'm going to share this. I'm going to see, hopefully, get some talent from Chicago next time, you know?
Okay.
It's an awesome experience. Thank you.
And
a lot of great talent out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, judges. We'll see you back here next month if you decide to show up. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned as we go to the second half of the hour with Wisdom with Mama D and our guest, Dr. Willie Wilson. So stay close, and we'll be right back with them both. Thank you, and thanks for watching. Be sure and share this video, everybody.
They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
All right. And
women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Bring in our host, Mama D.
Hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers. Wayo in Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one, and Shalom is the actual Hebrew sacred name for God. I'm your host, Evangel Mama D. Love Yah Nubian, for Wisdom with Mama D, Blog Talk Radio, the Female Solution. Wisdom means women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. So today we have a special program and a special guest. The Honorable show is dedicated to the Honorable, I'll say that I like saying that word, Honorable, the Honorable candidate for the mayor of the city of Chicago, Dr. Willie Wilson. But before we bring him on, I voted for Mayor Lightfoot because Dr. Willie Wilson told his supporters to vote for her. But I have 12 reasons for not voting for her ever again. And those reasons are, number one, the very next day after studies showed that blacks were dying from COVID at a rate of 72%, Latinos and whites were tied at 17% and Asians at 5%. She issued an executive order guaranteeing 19 benefits to sanctuary settlers, and I'll just share three of them. They included over $100,000 in business loans, $100,000 checks, $1,000 checks. I wanted to make sure I got that correct. $1,000 checks and $100,000 in remote learning devices for their children. Number two, Dr. Willie Wilson spearheaded the reparations resolution. Mayor Lightfoot decided to gut it, and organizations like Encobra and others did a protest march against her actions. The $500 a month with no questions asked, that idea came out of the reparations ordinance that was, as I said before, spearheaded by Dr. Wilson. Number three, when the George Floyd's BLM protests turned violent, Mayor Lightfoot, police force downtown to guard up boarded up buildings that had already been looted, while the South Side, especially the 15th Ward, was left unprotected. And when Mayor Lightfoot encouraged gangbangers to protect their community, so they were snatching black people out of their cars and beating them up for just driving down the street. So when Alderman Raymond Lopez called her out for doing this at city council, she verbally attacked them. Number five, black children, including babies, toddlers, and seven-year-olds, 10-year-olds, were murdered, and they were dying in record numbers. Never saw a press conference where the mayor stood with these grieving mothers who had lost their little ones and youngsters under they were all under the age of 19. She didn't stand with them. However, the minute a 13-year-old Latino boy who had been shooting before he dropped his gun in a fraction of a second, and the police shot back, she had a press conference and she wanted to know who put that gun in that child's hand. A 10-year-old girl was shot and killed. Again, she had a press conference and stood with these grieving families while ignoring the grief of black families. Number seven, Mayor Lightfoot passed the curfew ordinance, and it impacted black youngsters the most because their parents, according to the Justice Department, earned half of what whites earn in the city of Chicago. So these youngsters often just listened to the music, hanging out in the park, because they didn't have a ticket. And so if they didn't have a ticket stub to prove that they were part of a city-sponsored event, then they were in violation of curfew. And say, for instance, one of these youngsters had a younger sibling with them. Well, their curfew was 8:30. So whereas the older youngster's curfew was 10 o'clock, this youngster would be in violation of the curfew because he had a younger sibling with him. So number eight, she pulled the I'm a black woman convenience card, and she said she didn't know anything about Anjanette Young and the video while working behind the scenes to do everything possible to see that video from coming to life. And she was caught red-handed doing that, and what was her excuse? Well, I'm going to do better. She lied. She lied about being in favor of red lights, in favor of that consent decree, and which is to date is still about maybe a third in compliance. And yet she added more money and extended the consent decree by 3 years. But she was felt differently about it when she was running for that office. And she said, number 10, she said she was against red light cameras, but when she got into the office, all of a sudden she was for it. 11, she continued to put sanctuary settlers and sanctuary seekers' needs above, and their needs based on privilege, for the needs of citizens who have a right and vote. She puts the others in front of them. So they leapfrog ahead, have housing, while black people, most of them veterans, are evicted from VDOT. But finally, number 12. This really shows a lot about the conscience of character, like all these other things, but this one really does. We had a 400-year, 2019 was 400 years of the first blacks arriving in chains in America on August 20th, 1619. Well, Global Committee Commemorating King Days and Advocates for Indigenous Native Black American Rights were filing a law. It was, I think it was Public Law 1242, and it was 400 Years of African American History Commission Act. And this act came with up to $20,000 that was paid to any organizations and individuals that talked about the significance of blacks to the development of the United States of America. So I'm the founding president of Global Committee Commemorating Kings. We put in our proposals for it, and as a matter of fact, it was granted. But what Mayor Lightfoot did was we took the proposal. I drafted it like I drafted the ordinance and created the idea for Emmett Till Road and drafted the only resolution in existence for the Million Man March. So I drafted this resolution for the 400-year commemoration and told them about where we would be having this event down at the Lou Palmer's place with the Marcus Garvey group having their meetings there. So what we did was we took it to Sophia Hall. She changed so many things about it, so we took it to someone else. Now, this was Monday, and they were having their last city council meeting because they were out for the month of August. So what happened was Alderman Jason Irvin put in the a resolution in the omnibus. It passed. It was given a number. So I wanted a copy of it so that we could use it in our advertisement. But it was never ready. So at the end of the day, what happened was Mayor Lightfoot, who we had asked for a photo op to talk about the 400-year anniversary and the existence of it. So what happened was what she
did
was...
Well, Mama D, we have your picture up on the screen here, and we want to give Dr. Wilson a chance
me.
To...
I'm on my last...
I don't know if he might have to leave before, you know, we...
Yes, no, it's 1:15. He has until 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but, you know, he's running for office, so
yes,
I don't want to...
excuse me. I'm
I want to make sure he gets his full hour like the rest of them, you know. We talked about
on,
that.
Excuse me, I'm on point 12, and I'm giving him 45 minutes. I'm giving myself 15, okay? So there's a lot about the content of character, and it says a lot when you can't talk about a 400-year anniversary of the arrivals of kidnapped captives in the continent, and this was a blueprint for reparations. So it's a bad part to interrupt. In any case, what happened was the mayor backdated the resolution. In other words, a bona fide alderman in the city of Chicago had written out a resolution. It passed in July. And she changed the number on that resolution and backdated it and signed it in September. So instead of letting it go through in July saying, this is what we are going to do on August 20th, she went and changed everything and signed it in September, and it read, this is what was done in July. This is was done in August, and she is signing it in September.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that takes a lot to do that, to dishonor an alderman and change the date to deprive the world of a 400-year anniversary of our arrival to this country, and there was no commercials on TV about it, no nothing. And then we wonder why there's such disrespect. Now, I'd like to introduce the Honorable, I love saying that word, Willie Wilson, and I want to thank you and welcome you to Wisdom with Mama D and this special that we have never done before. No person has ever had more than a half an hour, which included their presentation as well as included their calling. So you are first, and this is a tremendous honor for me to have you come and be part of the Female Solution Wisdom with Mama D. And you got the floor. Tell us about your background. Tell us about why you're in this election. Tell us about anything that you want to talk about, because I know that you have a head for business and you have a heart for hurting people, and you want all of us to have a better life, especially when the citizens should come first. Take it away, Dr. Will.
Okay, Mama D, thank you for having us and for the invite. We appreciate it very much. My background is Gibber, Louisiana. You know, we are sharecroppers, pick cotton and chop cotton and all that kind of stuff. And we got to Chicago in 1965. Odds and ends job, went to New York and came back to Chicago and worked at McDonald's restaurant and mopping floors and things of that nature, and worked my way up until I became a situation. We owned 5 McDonald's after Rick Kroc gave me the opportunity to get one. And so we worked 10 years for someone else. 5 of those years we worked every day without a day off. So, and that's including Christmas, Thanksgiving, and 4th of July, we work. So eventually after that, we end up getting and owning 5 of them. And so as we move along and into Chicago, the different job and get to McDonald's, we left McDonald's restaurant and became a supplier of them. And after that, we decided to to look out and start to continue this to help others. And so today, my wife and I, we give away 100% of every penny that we make back to the community. We look after our senior citizen, our churches, our young people, and we look out for all the people who's at a disadvantage and seem to be struggling, having a tough time. So we try to be fair to everyone that is out here. When we ran out of face masks, Chicago didn't have any face masks to give out, or the state. And we took 60 million face masks, and we gave them to all of the citizens of Chicago, pretty much, and the state of Illinois. We even went out to California and gave away some, and New Orleans, too. And so we, every 3 months, we could usually go around to all of the senior citizen home in Chicago, particularly the ones at the CHA. And we give each senior citizen like $25 to $50 a piece to get food. Well, that was cut out by the people at CHA last 4 months. Wouldn't allow me back there, so we started going to other senior citizen homes. And we also support our senior citizens, our churches, as well as the churches themselves, too. So that's basically what we do. I'm running for office politics because basically right now is the crime, the stops crime. I have to get on top of this. Taxes run people, citizens out of Chicago and take their home. We're looking at running to stop all that kind of carrying on. And we're looking for equal opportunity, equality for all citizens, but not leaving out the black and brown community as related to contracts and jobs, making sure that we can empower our community to be able to make it on their own. Well, by we contract a job, but these billions of dollars, but a lot of it hardly getting back to some of our community. And we want to be fair about it and make sure that everybody gets his proportion of it, too. And then we want to be inclusion out here as well. And we want to make sure that our education system is going to be working it fairly. We believe that senior citizens should deal today at their places if they cannot afford to pay for it. We believe we got to put some urgent care facilities in the senior citizen home so they won't be able to, those that can't be able to get out and go to a doctor got right there within their particular home. And so people ask how you're going to pay for it. I said, well, what we need to do is have a line item for all new business that comes in and take 3% that and set that aside for senior citizens and hard time people have, such as COVID, when a lot of people lost their home and lost their job because of COVID-19. We need to have a hardship fund to help bail them out until they can get on their feet, and then they can pay it back at that particular time then. And I believe in being fair. I'm running for mayor, but I don't want to receive a paycheck. Nor do I want anybody to give me $50,000 or $100,000 or nothing like that, because I'm not for sale. I'm not bought. And so that kind of give you a brief situation there, because I don't want people to say I owe them something. People give me some major dollars. I don't want that. I don't need it. And so I want to just be to serve the people. And from my business experience, I believe I bring a lot to the table by helping young people become entrepreneurs and making sure entrepreneurs get their fair breaks and things like that to empower their community, not only just in Chicago, but the state and around the United States as well. But it's an international city, and Chicago should be able to make sure, as they do business internationally, and make sure every particular nationality that is in inclusion that can get international business as well. So your person in business just shouldn't want to just do business with Chicago only, because as the administration may change, they can then still have business international around the United States and the state of Illinois, and empower them not to be able to depend on just one source of their income. I believe that in coming in terms of the education side of it, getting back that for a moment, it is that I believe before anybody would pass from the first grade to the sixth grade or the sixth grade to that, they should be required to have a trade, because everybody that got into a diploma still can't get a job. But if you got a good trade, then you could get a job. And you can get a good job to pay a lot more money than minimum wage of $15 to $20 per hour, because you cannot even buy health insurance for minimum wage. So we got to make those dollars up there, $100 per hour, $50 per hour, $200 per hour, and you get that through trade and training. And we'll take and open up those facilities and make it happen. So that's kind of a brief overview from me right there. So if you got any questions for me, feel free to ask me.
Well, Dr. Wilson, you said you bring a lot to the table. I think many people will agree that you indeed bring a lot to the table. You mentioned you've been criticized for helping people who think that they should tell you how to spend your money. But you mentioned the high taxes. I happen to have been at, I think it was Reverend Thurston's church, in which you gave out about, and this is not when you were running for mayor. Was it even, yeah. I don't know if it was in your head to run for mayor or not, but I remember the sensational singers, and I tell you, you all really rocked that church that day.
Thank you.
Over $100,000in people, $500, $600, $700, various amounts, helping them to keep their homes because they were losing their homes because of the taxes that they couldn't pay. And for you to come forth on your very own and do that, and then get criticized as if you were trying to purchase some votes, and voting wasn't even on the table at that time. And I'm very familiar with how you helped the seniors, giving them each apartment 50, a box containing 50 masks, and how you came to their aid with $25 when their Walgreens drugstores was boarded up and the banks was boarded up. They couldn't get to medicine. They couldn't get to the money to pay bills. They couldn't get to the grocery store to buy food. And you were right there helping. And I think if you will help and you don't have to, and you are not taking the job for a paycheck or to harm the citizens, how can anybody say anything against that and be critical of you helping when all the corruption and crime is doing so much harm?
Yeah.
Well, Mama D, we've got to take a quick break and give Dr. Wilson a second to think about that question you just asked. So we'll be right back after this quick break. And, of course, after that answer, we've got our dear Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda, with us. And we've got several callers on the line that want to ask some questions. So, Dr. Wilson, just stay close. We'll be right back to get your answer and then more questions for our listeners and viewers on the Female Solution.
Yes, and do we have any
Dr.
comments?
Dr. Wilson, I just want to know, let you know I'm running the switchboard just for you today.
Thank you. You're breaking for the commercial.
We'll be right after this. Hey, Mama D, we'll be right back. Thank
crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 7-7 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
Okay. We are back. And you want to answer the question, and then we'll go to the other question.
Okay. Well, when people criticize myself about giving and think we running for office to trying to buy votes, when we give in Chicago at the same time, we're giving in New York, Atlanta, Mississippi, New Orleans, all those different places around the country. And I'm not running for mayor in all those different places, but, so we've been doing this since since the last 35 to 40 years, we've been giving over $60 to $70 million back out to people around the country and Chicago. I just refuse to let a person out here that needs food to eat or a tent city living outside in the cold for a period of 2 or 3 months while somebody runs for politics. I'd rather lose the office than to see somebody suffer and hungry or senior citizen need medication or they need food to eat, things of that nature. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to continue to support them, you know?
Well, I don't think anybody can be tenderhearted and kind and to come from rags to riches. I guess that's the slogan that they would say. Just that journey alone is a miracle. And I noticed a commercial copying off of you. You know, your sharecropper story, they were so envious of it until all of a sudden they were the child of a sharecropping parent when they came from middle-class backgrounds. But it's just a wonderful thing to have a heart that cares for people with all this corruption and violence that we've got going on. Let's have the comments from the audience.
I'm going to open up a mic. Let me open up the mic. We're going to take you in this order. 252-590 and then 773-330 and then 773-440. And then 779-801. So just hold your place. We're going to take you. And, you know, quick question or comment for our guests because, you know, you got other folks waiting. So
what was the first one name?
252-590. Your mic is open.
My name is Anita. Can you hear me?
Sorry, what was your name?
Anita.
Anita.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up in the city of Chicago, and then my mother moved to Harvey, Illinois. And there was a lot of racism in the schools there, but I got one of the best educations in my primary grades in Chicago, and I had white teachers. And I would like to keep all good teachers in that school district for all students. It doesn't matter the color or the gender, okay, or sex preference, long as they can teach really well and they keep their personal business at home. So what I would like to see is children learning well, business community supporting the people instead of the people supporting the business community. And I also would like to see the black children be able to participate in activities that are in downtown Chicago and not be considered the gangbanging class of people, even though we got mass shootings now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, I noticed they've been trying to eliminate the African-American community out of the downtown area and while they rebuild that area constantly, you know. So, one more thing. I'd like to see a Michael Jackson Museum in Gary and work with that airport in Piatone to bring international business and trade to Chicago so that from tourism so that we could build up the south side of Chicago.
Yes. Well, the school is very important, education, but we have to build a foundation within our community for those communities that are depressed and doesn't have the resources there. That's why I suggest that we will put trade in school. So when you go from one grade to the 12th grade, you're going to come out with 6 or 7 different trades, and then you can be able to get the job paying $100 or $200 per hour that you can be able to compete. And then so we must take and prepare our young people to be able to be included downtown and part of the mayor's office so you can get different ideas and viewpoints from the young people themselves. And that way you keep in touch because young people are different. They think different, and we need their idea, you know. We need their ideas, their thoughts, and so we can work together. So the best way of doing that is putting agents in office in City Hall to constantly communicate. Outside of that, we must take then have what you call anybody that wanted to take and have a special training trade, I would say this much, that I would work with the major corporation, get them involved in terms of help develop and train people, these major corporations that are here in Chicago. I work closely with them so when they get out of school, you know, that they already know the trade, know how corporate America works. And lastly, you must make sure that they understand that the stock market, because if they don't understand the stock market, you know, you got a lot of issues there that wouldn't know how to even play it. The stock market goes down, your 401k go down. You know, all those particular things go down. So we got to educate, we got to train, we got a partnership with major corporation, and that's why I bring a lot to the table by understanding business. We must also understand international business. Like we know if you spend a dollar in the United States, that the dollar in China, the yen, is not equal to the same amount of money. So we need to understand the international market, how that works. So we'll put a lot of time in that, having the people there. Lastly, putting a safety net that if someone got a contract with the city of Chicago, we have a safety net there that somebody can see where they may be going wrong, or they made the wrong decision, that they'll be there to help them make sure they stay in business but not go out of business.
All right.
Thank you for that. Just one quick question. Are you for school choice?
I am for equal opportunity equality for all citizens. So, look, this is a free country of choice. If a school on the west side or a school downtown Chicago, regardless of whether it's a charter school, whatever it may be, anybody have a right to decide where they want to send their kid to school. But oftentimes, a lot of the people into the community doesn't have the resources. And okay, so oftentimes, too, in some of our schools in Chicago, people don't want to send their kid to the school, fear for that, you know, they got to walk, you know, across game territory and everything else. So that's a parent's decision whether they're going to allow them to go that way. Yeah, but if they want to send anybody in the place, it's a free country, do what you want to do. But I also think that every school should be equipped with technology and everything else like any other particular school may or may not have. But we got to bring in the expertise there and making sure that we can compete. Best up of teachers, best up equipment, and we will make that happen.
Area code 773-330, your mic is open. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Sister Latifah. This is Brother Charles. I'd like to commend Dr. Wilson because he's done a lot, and I know his heart is right. You have to have a heart right in order to help somebody. And he's been helping a lot of people for a long time financially. But we need economic stability and ability established in the mindset. And he's working on that. I'd like to give him some support and help because of my, well, organizational background and skills. I think that I could do a lot to help him manage and see the work that's needed, the work needed in community. Accomplished. I'm pretty sure
okay.
I can if I get the chance to
mm-hmm.
talk with him and discuss the issues and things. Mm-hmm. I know that we can really work and make some good things happen.
All right.
Yes.
Thank
I'm
you, Brother
good.
Charles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. My door, if we get in as mayors of Chicago, my door will be open totally. I believe that the young people should be open to the senior citizen idea, the middle class people idea, that people that knows it, and also some of their ideas is mixed together. I just believe in communication because a lot of the time when we don't communicate, we miss it all. We think we know it all, and none of us knows it all. But together, we can fix it together. And I think that's what is one of the things that lacking in this administration today. They didn't have the open door policy to include people involved. What's it? I listen to everybody. You know, they got a. I listen to the person who's in Tent City. That's why I'm down there so much and give down at Tent City too, because those people out there cold and they ain't got no food, and I'm out there. And so I listen to everybody. I'm open. Again, I'm not doing this job to make a paycheck. I don't want a paycheck. I use my own money. I put in $6 million of my own money into the campaign with advertisement and things of that nature to make sure that I'm free to help the people. And I'll continue to do that. But, yes, we will be have open doors, and we'll have different committees set up, and we'll have make sure that every agency within City Hall reflect the population of Chicago to make up.
Thank you so much. And area code 773-440, your mic is open.
Hey, good afternoon, young people. Dr. Wilson, my question would be, if we do not establish a community code of conduct and rebuild the black family and set up centers and training centers to re-educate our young people who are having children and they do not have the discipline and knowledge to raise their children, that's one. Do you or would you support setting up council members where every community will have a council of 12, where when communities have issues and problems, they have appointed people to represent their community, number one. And I don't have a problem with assisting and helping people, but I don't think we need another welfare program. And I was going to try to present to you because you have an inroad to a lot of churches and things of that nature, and we have lawn care that is heavily needed in our own community. And if those black businessmen got together and set up training centers to train young people to do our own lawn care in our own community, that's another way that we would have a residual income to assist our young people and also give them a trade, because that's a huge business besides giving people money that we can train our young people and use the churches and mosques and the community to invest in our own young people. What do you think about that, sir?
Oh, I think it's outstanding. I've been talking that a long time ago because, see, like, first of all, the churches is in the community already. A lot of people got to go across town or go to trade school, a different section of town, but they don't even have enough money to do that with. We use our churches, use our community center, but you need the resources to do that with. I remember back here a little while back, I helped some young men. They wanted to do landscaping, but they didn't have a truck. They didn't have no more to mow the lawn, things of that nature. And I don't know what it cost, but I think it was something like 20-some thousand dollars, whatever it may be, a little bit more. And we gave it to them and to set that up and to do that well. Now, I haven't heard from or seen them since, of course, but we try to establish that particular situation, but we need to take and get our churches, our ministers involved, and our community centers involved within the community that people can make sure they can go there. I don't believe in welfare myself. I wasn't raised that way, but I do believe in helping people who may not have it. Oh, because of health reasons or things of that nature. I do believe that you have to take then help a person that way versus just giving them something and after you give it to them, they don't know how to take then work after it's all gone. But we will set up a area that way to make sure that they can now begin to help themselves, building on things that people don't have to depend on anyone else.
All right, thank you. And 779-801, your mic is open. Give us your name, you're calling from, and your question or comment for our guest.
Greetings. I'm calling because we could use some type of coalition out here in Pembroke Township, Illinois, where a lot of us farmers would like to work with you in terms of securing and making sure that there's plenty of food available for the people in Chicago when you become mayor. We are a food-growing community, and we need your assistance, and we know we can provide assistance to you. Also, I'm working with the Community Development Corporation, and we're sponsoring a African-American calendar for the month of February that's actually a year-long curriculum, just February itself. And we'd like for you to see the calendar and possibly use it in your campaign as you for name recognition. So where is your open door that we can come and show you this?
Well, I have a campaign manager. You can always go to my website and get to it that way. Right now, they got me like, I'll be up at like 6 in the morning. Sometimes I don't get home at the night till 12 o'clock at night. Just some different meetings and things and town hall meetings and everything else. But I can certainly, first of all, I got to win this election. Let me get the next 3 or 4 weeks out the way. When we get in there, I can promise you that the door will be open.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. We appreciate you. And anybody else on our switchboard, you need to press one now so we can get your question for Dr. Willie Wilson.
Well,
we got one other call.
While we're waiting, I just want to say thank you to Dr. Willie Wilson on behalf of the people of Tent City in Chicago, which is one of the sites where we go to help the homeless. And thank you for your generosity for helping the homeless.
Yes. We got two more
thank
callers,
you.
Mama D. 773-398 and 202-839. So I'm going to go to 773-398. Go right ahead. Your mic is open. Give us your name, where you're calling from, your comment, your question for our guest.
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes. Mic is open right
you.
Here.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. This is Brother Hall. I just wanted to call in and say that, Dr. Wilson, we certainly in our community appreciate everything you have done. I personally know for the near fact that what you've done for the homeless, because many of that, I had a chance to work with you on that CHA and those different buildings. I just want to thank you. My family wants to thank you. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. We don't need to listen to the press. We need to just follow you in terms of what you're doing, because you're doing many things that people are not even thinking about doing, brother. So I want to encourage you and let you know that you're blessed. You know, keep doing what you do, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Brother Hall. Appreciate you.
All right, and last one, area code 202-839. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment for Dr. Wilson.
Alan in Baltimore. You got me. Alan in Baltimore, Maryland. I want to ask him about Westmore. Dr. Wilson, I didn't know you was a millionaire. I used to listen to you on WGN. You still on the air. You sung a good song with the it was like a quartet, music. I never thought you kind of remind me of John Johnson, you know, the guy that started Ebony. What McDonald and John Johnson have in common? When I used to walk and see the sign on McDonald's that sold over 1 billion burgers, and we still support them, always remember this, my friend. Quality is better than quantity. You know, when people say they got a lot of money, if you provide a good quality, people will remember you. And I admired you because you was a gospel man. You was had your the other men, they were dignified. So most people don't like people with money, and you're a godly man when you say $60 million. I'm just saying people just turn them off. I'm about quality. What's the most important, $60 million or 60 million votes? 60 million votes, and convince the other people to keep understanding your quality. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. I want to know
you.
About Westmore. Thank you now. Westmore, first black governor of Maryland. Thank you now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Naima Lakeith, who is our visionary and working the switchboard, making everything happen. Do you have any questions?
I think Dr. Wilson handled all. Mine was about the trade schools. I think someone asked that question, turning these empty schools into trade schools. My question would just be, how will you involve the contractors who are professional contractors and may be able to help with the teaching process?
Well, I think what we do with those schools that, let's say, that is empty, and some of the school only is still up maybe 25%, whereas that, in other words, that if school hold 1,200 people, and you only got maybe 100-some-odd people in there. So, and some of them totally closed down. But not only that, you got some of the buildings and everything. I would say employ those contractors into those areas and become economic empowerment within the community, right? And then also turn that into a trade, because you're already paying them to do the job. So put that into a trade school right there, on the job training, all right? The school, the houses that people done move out, that left that because maybe they lost it because they couldn't pay the taxes and things of that nature. So I like the idea of empowerment. And then I like the idea of people living in the community, of the community, to empower those community, and that would make sure those community will crime will go down because they got the resources to do it like anybody else would.
Dr. Willie Wilson, you certainly do bring a lot to the table, and your ranks in the polls, prayer is better than the polls, but I was at the WJCP mayoral forum, and I think that they were a little biased against you, and I think that they were biased for Mayor Lightfoot. What do you think?
It's something I've been going through ever since I was a little kid, and I just believe in this much. And I believe that those of us who have faith in Christ is just wait on him, and your time will come. He won't forsake you, and you'll get your chance. And we are doing that. A lot of the people on the stage up there and everything else, the Lord, they got to get money from somebody else and ask them to them. Myself, the Lord have blessed me with the resources that I don't have to do that. I can use my own dollar to help people, to be for real. And so we get the message out that way, and we'll continue to do so. But once the community speaks, we'll be in that pretty soon. We've gotten, of course, we got the support of the African-American community, which is my base, right? We've got the support of the Polish community, the Italian Police Association, the Filipina Association. We got over 400 or 500 some Latina support. We're bringing it together. We got all the low pass, along with 400 or 500 other ministers out of those communities. Quietly, it's coming together. We got a good feel for it. We know we're going to win this next mayor election.
And, you know, it reminds me of when Jane Byrne and Mayor Daley was running for office, and Harold Washington was also running. But they would never feature Harold Washington. It was always Jane Byrne and Daley. But at the end of the day, who finished the finish line? It was Harold Washington. And so I
see
him doing the same thing to you, always trying to manipulate the polls. Well, if you come out with a poll, you put yourself in the head of that poll. And I don't know how to see. What do you think about that?
We only got about 10 seconds before so we want to make sure he gets his last thought in. Go right ahead.
Okay. A lot of these polls, in my opinion, is a poll that's not right. Those people, like Garcia, for example, the people who gave them $1 million at the poll.
I don't know what that is, but in closing, I just want to say that today, January 28th, has been a red feather day, and we just thank you for making history on this Female Solution Raw Talk Radio. So
thank you so much.
I think one of the guests said, when you become mayor. They didn't say if you become mayor. So we'll just put our hands above the post and see who finishes first.
Yes. Thank you.
I thank you, and thank you. It's been such an honor to have you on the program. You ended your comments with prayer as a candidate. Would you end this with prayer?
Oh, yes. And, dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Mother D. And we thank you, dear Lord, because you're God, and, no, and besides you, there is no other God. We thank you for the people who listen on this her broadcast, and we thank you for making it possible for her and all of us to wake up this morning. And we thank you, we love you, and thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray for his sake. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.